This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6. This is letter number 1729. And this is dated the 22nd day of Tammuz Tavshin Yud Beis. As we know, the Rebbe sent emissaries, we learned in many of the letters before, sent them to Africa, to North Africa, sent them to Morocco. And one of the shaluchim over there was the name of Shlomo Matosov. He was one of the shaluchim that worked together with the others in Morocco. And one of the things the Rebbe, in addition to all their wonderful, wonderful work that they did, during the years before, there lived many great sages from the Sephardic communities, and some of their published work was left over there in Morocco. And the Rebbe asked his shluchim, and in this case, Rabbi Shlomo Matosov, to go ahead and send to the Rebbe any of the svarim that were left. You know, the Jewish people mostly immigrated from there to Israel and then to other countries, and things were left behind, and there was a lot of valuable books in both areas, in the revealed part of Torah and the esoteric and the Kabbalah. And the Rebbe asked them to send them to the library, and the Rebbe would sometimes exchange with books that were published in Brooklyn, the books of Chabad and the various different publications that they would exchange for their books. But in this case, the Rebbe is addressing it with the great titles to Shlomo Sheikh, Mareinu Rav Shlomo Sheikh Yamatasov, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I am confirming that I did receive the package with the Svarim, and the Rebbe lists all the Svarim that he received, Vayichal Shlomo, together with Vayesov Shlomo, the Sefer Mizgov Leitois, the Sefer Maimer Esther, the Tehillim, Sefer Tehillim with the interpretation of Mahalalel, the Sefer Goeli Chai, the Sefer Tehillah LeDavid, the Sefer Tzvi Kodesh, the Sefer Vaidaber David, and also Likutei Chazal Chelik Sheni, a collection of our sages of blessed memory, the second volume. And the Rebbe writes him in a note in a parenthesis that it would be fitting to try to get also the first part to make this a whole set. The Sefer Ben Hei, the Sefer Minchas Yehuda. It's amazing. A lot of these books are not such common knowledge that we know. They're not. Okay. They were books that were actually, valuable in the sense that also that they were great sforim, but they were not well publicized in the, I guess, in the other areas. The Rebbe says, if anybody needs a thank you letter for this, I mean, the Rebbe doesn't know where he got it from, who gave it exactly. So the Rebbe is saying to you, if I need to send a thank you to someone, let me know, and then I will, the Rebbe will surely send a thank you. The Rebbe also puts in letters, three people, for Moshe Lachiani, for Shlomo Ben Susan, and Amram Azulai. And the next letter we will read, we'll see the Rebbe's letter to one of them, to Moshe Lachiani, but they don't copy for each one. It's an exact copy. The Rebbe says, if it's necessary, if you think, to send such letters to more people who are traveling. Now, they traveled in the broader area over there in Morocco, in the various different cities and towns, to bring Yiddishkeit over there. So if there's more, for sure, the Rebbe said, you let me know, and I will also do as such to send them a letter of gratitude or a letter of recognition, as we will read in the next letter, as the Rebbe sent to this Moshe Lachiani. The Rebbe said in number three that I received your letter dated on the 20th of Sivan and the 14th of Tammuz, and also the pictures that you're attached of the institutions. And the Rebbe says it's a shame that they did not come out clearer. I mean, the Rebbe would look on each one of these pictures, and the Rebbe comments that it's a shame that they didn't come out clearer. But still, the Rebbe says, it is my hope that even in this case, and even in such a certain situation, this will bring benefit here in our work. I think that the Rebbe used to take the pictures that they have, and the Rebbe used to raise funds for these people over there. So the Rebbe wanted better pictures. But the Rebbe says, I'll make do. Hopefully, this is going to help us with our work over here, I'm assuming, to benefit those institutions. The Rebbe also adds to the letter the write-up that has been published for the Days of Redemption and Auspicious Days of Yud Beis, Yud Gimel Tammuz. If you need more copies, please, for sure, you'll let us know. As far as there is a book of grammar, a Sefer HaDikduk, I'm not sure what his question was. Maybe he asked the Rebbe if it's authentic, it's not. So the Rebbe says, for sure, in the coming days, you will get an opinion. And the Rebbe references his secretary with all the titles, Rabbi Chaim Mordechai Isaac Sheikh Hadakov. He will give you an opinion about the Sefer HaDikduk. Further, number six, the Rebbe is thanking him for your notice that another package of Svarim has been sent. But the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that in them there is no Kabbalah books in the other package. I heard the Rebbe says that there is a Sefer similar to, there's a book of Shem HaGedolim. Shem HaGedolim was made by the Chido. That was basically a concordance of all the great rabbis that lived in those times, and it goes through all the history. But the Rebbe says there is something like that also. The Rebbe heard from the great Sephardic, Moroccan, and the lands of Africa, because the Shem HaGedolim, he only lists the rabbis, I guess, that were mostly in Europe or in the Ashkenazi company. But there's another book that lists the rabbis of Morocco and Africa. So the Rebbe says, perhaps you're able to get a hold of it and exchange it for some of the Sforim that we publish in the Kahos, of the Kahos Publishing Society. Number seven. For sure, the Rebbe says, if you know anything about the travelings of Rav Levi Sheyichya or similar, you will let me know. You let know. And number eight, the Rebbe says, I'm also adding two letters to the Sheikh of the Baidik.